French President-elect Emmanuel Macron has started the big task of forming a united government and healing divisions in his country. He will be officially sworn into the job this coming Sunday, the 14th of May. The day after his decisive victory in the French presidential election, Emmanuel Macron's first duty was to join his predecessor at a World War II victory commemoration. The ceremony played out beneath the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Outgoing President François Hollande has congratulated Mr. Macron, and Mr. Hollande denies feeling betrayed by his former economy minister, who quit last year to set up his own political force.
It's very emotional being here today, and to be frank and sincere with you, it's very emotional to hand over to Emmanuel Macron the journey ahead.
And the immediate journey ahead for the new president after his official swearing-in on Sunday is not without significant hurdles. There are next month's National Assembly elections, where the big challenge for the 39-year-old will be securing a working majority so he can effectively govern. Mr. Macron is finalising a list of almost 600 candidates from across the political spectrum to contest the poll for his En Marche movement. French political analyst Nabila Ramadani says a key decision that will set the tone of the Macron presidency is his choice of prime minister.
If it's somebody who comes from the socialist left, I'm pretty convinced that there will be some disappointment among his followers, as it will be a reminder of the failure of the socialist Hollande government. Choosing somebody from the right would be more in line with his own conviction as a capitalist, as somebody who has a background in banking, and in line with his view on the liberalisation of the economy.
But it is the former investment banker's determination to reform the economy that has already prompted protests on the streets of Paris. During a two-year stint as economy minister, Mr. Macron pushed through reforms, deregulating Sunday working hours and introducing more competition in French industries. Protester Benjamin Fouch says the president-elect has more labour changes planned.
Even if we have voted for him, we will be vigilant, and we won't accept that he continues the work he started when he was in power. That is to say, to destroy the labour code, as he began to do. On this matter, we won't leave him alone.
Fellow demonstrator Sahia Valls expressed the scepticism among workers towards Mr. Macron, and he questions just how overwhelming his victory really was.
We don't want a president that was implemented by Brussels, by bankers' lobbyists, and who only represent, in fact, the 30% of the population who voted for him. They say it was 65%, but in reality, there was almost 40% absent votes, voids and blank votes.
But if there is already disquiet at home, there has been plenty of acclaim from abroad for Mr. Macron's victory. Leading that acclaim is German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has promised to help France tackle unemployment and promote European stability. Ms. Merkel says Mr. Macron, who will become France's youngest president, ran a courageous pro-Europe campaign.
Today, the Franco-German friendship is a cornerstone of German politics. Germany and France stand before mutual challenges, the mutual challenges of leading our countries and the European Union to a safe and successful future. We agree on many of the steps needed, and wherever possible, Germany and France will take these steps together for the sake of both of our countries and for the strength of Europe.